It's great to have you here tonight as we deal with a very important topic, that of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, headquartered in Salt Lake City, Utah, often referred to as Mormonism. And if you have your Bibles, I'd like you to turn with me as we begin to Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1, beginning with verse 6. The Apostle Paul says, "I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel," which is really not another. There are not two gospels. "Only there are some who are disturbing you and want to distort the gospel of Jesus Christ. But even though we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to that which we have preached to you, let him be accursed." And Paul there uses the strongest Greek term possible, anathema, which means under the divine curse. And then to emphasize his point again in verse 9, he says, "As we have said before, so I say it again now, if any man is preaching to you a gospel contrary to that which you have received, let him be anathema." Now, why do we begin our study of Mormonism with that passage? For the simple reason that Mormonism began in the year 1820 with an alleged messenger of light who came to one Joseph Smith Jr. at the age of 14 and told him some very interesting things. Now, we don't have time tonight to go into all the background of Joseph Smith Jr., the founder of Mormonism. He and his father were infamous in that part of Western New York where they lived for digging for buried treasure, for using occultic seer stones to divine hidden treasure. In fact, they were arrested for the practice twice. But it's interesting that Dr. Michael Quinn, professor of history at Brigham Young University in Provo, Utah, has recently written a book entitled Early Mormonism and the Magic Worldview, in which the history department at BYU documents that Joseph Smith Jr. and his father were heavily involved in spiritism, magic, and the occult long before they began to receive these visitations from the spirit world. But at the age of 14, Joseph Smith says that as a teenager, he went out into the woods behind his home here, and I took this picture of his home last fall when I was speaking in Buffalo, New York, where they lived in Palmyra, New York, about 70 miles east of Buffalo. And Joseph Smith says that as a teenager, 14 years old, he went out into those woods and he prayed for the first time in his life to inquire of God which of all the Christian churches was right and which one should he join. Now, Joseph Smith records for us what he claims took place in the year 1820 at the age of 14. And it's recorded in one of the standard works of the Mormon Church, what is called the Pearl of Great Price, in the book Joseph Smith, chapter 2. And as we begin tonight, I'd like to read for you Joseph Smith's own testimony so that we have it from his own words how he claims Mormonism began. I quote Joseph Smith. "I knelt down and began to offer up the desire of my heart to God. I'd scarcely done so when immediately I was seized upon by some power which entirely overcame me and had such an astonishing influence over me as to bind my tongue so that I could not speak. Thick darkness gathered around me, and it seemed to me for a time as if I were doomed to sudden destruction. But exerting all my powers to call upon God to deliver me out of the power of this enemy which had seized upon me, at that very moment when I was ready to sink into despair and abandon myself to destruction, at that moment some power of some actual being from the unseen world, who had such marvelous powers I had never before felt in any being, just at this moment of great alarm, I saw a pillar of light exactly over my head, about the brightness of the sun, which descended gradually until it fell upon me. It no sooner appeared than I found myself delivered from the enemy which had held me bound. When the light rested upon me, I saw two personages whose brightness and glory defy all description standing above me in the air. One of them spake unto me, calling me by name, and said, pointing to the other, 'This is my beloved son, hear him.' Now my object in going to inquire of the Lord was to know which of all the Christian churches or sects was right, that I might know which to join. No sooner, therefore, did I get possession of myself so as to be able to speak Then I asked the personages who stood above me in the light, which of all the Christian churches was right, and which one should I join? Now, I want you to get the picture of what is happening here. Joseph Smith Jr., at the age of 14, after a life of being involved in spiritism, magic, and the occult, says he went out into the woods to pray for the first time in his life, and he says he was seized upon by some enemy of the unseen world. He says thick darkness gathered around him. His tongue was held bound so that he could not speak. He was sinking into despair when he said all of a sudden there appeared over his head a pillar of light. And he says in this pillar of light were two personages. And he asked these personages of light which Christian church was right and which one should he join. Now here is what they answered, verse 19. I was answered that I must join none of them, for they were all wrong. And the personage who addressed me said that all their creeds and teachings were an abomination in his sight, and that all their teachers were corrupt. Now, this is how Mormonism began in the year 1820, with an alleged messenger of light who came to one Joseph Smith Jr. at the age of 14 and told him that all the Christian churches were wrong, that all the teachings of Christianity were an abomination. That means this personage of light was telling Joseph Smith that the Trinity, the deity of Jesus Christ, the blood atonement, salvation by faith in Christ, that these things were all an abomination. Now, as we go through our study of Mormonism tonight, we need to ask ourselves the question. You know, who was that personage of light in 1820 telling Joseph Smith that all the teachings of Christianity were an abomination? Was it Jesus Christ speaking, or was there somebody else speaking from that pillar of light? Well, from this beginning, Joseph Smith incorporated the church in 1830 with 30 members. The Mormon church today claims a membership of about 11 million worldwide. They have this year approximately 50,000 missionaries around the world. They have what Time and Fortune magazine calls one of the smoothest running business operations in the world. Last year, through their many business practices and tithing, they took in over $15 million every day, grossing last year well over $6 billion. They, in fact, are one of the largest corporations west of the Mississippi River. They hold vast economic and political power, controlling both the states of Utah and Idaho politically, as well as having influence throughout much of the western United States, Nevada, Arizona, California, Washington, and Oregon. Now, when you're dealing with Mormons, it's important to understand that Mormons today claim to be neither Catholic nor Protestant, but they claim to be the true church of Jesus Christ. They claim that they alone speak for God. They alone are God's prophet. They alone are the true church. Everybody else is wrong. They alone speak for God.